something that connects with what Brother Jake was saying this morning in Hebrews, this is what you have. It's not what you are striving for. He's educating us as to what we have and what who we are now. And as a result of that, this is what you then should do. So I found that connection that God is teaching us, this is what you are. We don't have to earn it. He's telling us, this is where you are. Now go on and do what you should be doing.
Just kind of filling in a little bit of what we were just discussing on our verse 5, being the holy priesthood, we have that place to offer up spiritual sacrifices. That is the fruit of our lips. But here, now we have the connection to Christ's priesthood, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So what we bring connects us to Christ and to God.
It's interesting that spiritual sacrifices, we're not asked to bring burnt offerings and sin offerings, goats and sheep, and these types of things. We are obviously offering the Lord Jesus and enjoying Him.
Isn't this true of what Bill was saying, that the priests under Aaron, everything that they offered was offered through Aaron? He was the one that presided over all the things that went on in the tabernacle. And so their offerings were really via Aaron to God. And so this is what we get today. It's only acceptable in Christ. It's not acceptable apart from Christ.
And as was mentioned this morning, He adds His sweet perfume. It certainly is a feeble offering compared to what Christ presents to the Father.
But it's also important to underline again this whole idea of holy priesthood. We heard already that we are living stones because He is the living stone in verse 4. So everything takes character from Him. Because He is alive, we also alive. The house of God is a house. Is built of stones, not material stone, but living stones, as we have heard, takes character from Him. The same thing with the priesthood. It takes character from Him. So if we want to function as priests, we need to observe what is our great high priest is doing. So we will be able, because we might have our own idea how to do things. We take learning, we take character from Him. This matter of holiness, again, because He is holy. We read that in Hebrews. We are also holy. Intrinsically, because of the new birth, because of the new nature, because we are set apart. But when we start functioning, we need to keep that in mind, that we are set apart in approaching God. Now, if you look at the Old Testament, you would see how these priests have approached God in the matter of approach. What is the most frequently visited piece of furniture in the tabernacle by the priest? The laver.
Oh, yeah.
The laver.
That's outside of the tabernacle. It's in the courtyard.
Yes, before he approached God. Before he approached God, the laver. Always he went there to wash his hand and his feet. He was washed once. Always he went there to wash his hand and his feet before he entered in to do anything for God. Even in the brazen altar that is in the court, outside there, he also went to the laver to wash his hand and his feet. The most frequent piece that is visited was that, to get washed before he approached. And we need to learn that again, because the Old Testaments are type, are examples written for our learning. So I need to know how I maintain that holiness. I need to get washed always and ever before approaching God. Because God's character, as we have heard earlier and earlier, is the same. He is holy, just like He was in the Old Testament. That have not changed in the New Testament. He is also holy. And the way to approach Him, we could not approach Him on any other ground but that ground. But how do I get there? I need to get washed. I need to get my feet and my hand to get washed. How do I do that? Through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. Through the Word of God.
Then I don't think the type or the parallels end in the washing, correct, Brother Emil? That once we get there, what are these sacrifices?
Yeah.
We're not bringing the animals, this is true. And it may be so that if we were, it might be good for us to put a little more effort in sometimes. You know, the care that was taken and to garner up what we need and bring it. You know, now sometimes, you know, I confess for myself, it's like you show up and the sacrifices are these little things that are just laying around. But they should be just as precious and as costly and as difficult to obtain. There's a conference a while back that this chapter, and I've never read this chapter in this way in Deuteronomy 26, where it just, where they're coming into the land, and I was just always struck by how much care. Take the first of the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring, put it in a basket, go to the place where the Lord is, go to the priest, give it to the priest will take it out of your hand. I mean, and that's just getting there. And now we also take the role of the priest. So we should be exhorted that the, although we're not taking the animals, it's not just, I'm going to give out a hymn. You know, what is it, what is the cost? I mean, it's difficult to put it this way, but what is the effort that goes into giving a word of prayer, thanksgiving, taking a hymn that someone has penned 100 years ago or whatever, and then somehow offering this up as a sacrifice? Because if it's just, I'm calling out a favorite, I mean, sorry, I mean, that's a meager sacrifice. It really is. And these things should be valuable just as they were then.
How do you? I've often thought of this in this way, and you can correct me. But a spiritual sacrifice, what can we present to God, what is acceptable to Him?
Christ.
Do I tell Him how much I've been doing, how I've been serving Him, and how much I worked? Would that be acceptable? No. It's of Christ. And what have I learned of Christ in the Word? I've learned the preciousness of Him. And so when we come there, the priest, you know, the wave offering or the heave offering, see, he would wave the offering before the Lord. If the wave offering, it was the wave, the breast. And this speaks of the affections of Christ. So we're there in the presence of God and we speak about the Lord Jesus. We have that hymn that says, the very mention of His name is as fragrance ointment poured forth. And even as we utter it, a fragrance says, rise to the Father, who alone the excellence, worth, and matchless perfections comprise of Him. And so here we present something of the Lord. The heave shoulder speaks of the energy that we see in the Lord, in His perfect obedience in His pathway. And here I can talk to God about it and tell Him. And that is worship. I bring this to Him. What Christ has done in obedience, He went even unto death. Gave Himself as a sacrifice for the pleasure of God. And it pleased the God, pleased the Lord to bruise Him. Because He saw the consequences, the effect, the results of that work. And so here, I like to think of this. We're in the sanctuary. There we take on the fragrance of the incense by our being together and each one contributing, some here, some there. All of that speaks of Christ. See, the Lord takes the censer and He raises it. Before it gets before God, you know, it's purified. It's cleansed. So a lot of the stuff, maybe the feathers are put aside. And the others rises up to Him there. And when we come there, we're not there yet, but when we go out of that place, we are, in this world, a royal priesthood. The fragrance we've taken on cannot be concealed. And as our brother mentioned, why do we give out a hymn or this? I think it's not impulse, that's the wrong word, but it is the heart responding, it's a response more. The response of the heart that flows out when it'll overflow with what's in it. When there's no more room inside, it flows over. So if it's filled with Christ, that's what will come out.